It's 5:44 and you're listening to 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Rumsey. 30 productions claimed tax credits last year for filming in North Carolina, including some blockbusters like Iron Man 3 and Hunger Games. By all accounts, the Hollywood business is booming here, but there's a dark cloud on the horizon. Come the end of next year, North Carolina's Film Incentives Program is set to expire. That prompted WFAE's Julie Rose to take a close look at what filming brings to the state and what it costs us to get those films here. Her two-part series wrapped up this morning, and Julie joins me now to answer a few questions. Julie, I understand that more than 40 states offer incentives to film companies. How does North Carolina's package compare?
We are kind of down the middle. Any movie, TV show, or commercial, except for porn, can qualify for the incentive if they spend at least $250,000 here. That's actually a slightly lower threshold than Georgia, where you have to spend $500,000 to qualify for the incentive. Georgia is important because they give us a lot of competition. In fact, Hunger Games 2 went there instead of coming here. But films in Georgia can actually get up to 30% of their spending back, as opposed to North Carolina, where we only give 25% back. Also, most states cap the amount of money that they're willing to spend in a year on film incentives. We here in North Carolina don't have a total cap for the industry, but there is a $20 million limit to how much a single production can get in incentives. And finally, a lot of states waive sales taxes for production companies. We don't. But North Carolina is one of only about a dozen states that make their tax credits refundable, which, as I explained in this morning's story, means that we can, and generally do, end up paying production companies more money than we actually collect from them in taxes.
Okay. Well, North Carolina did have some big movies that filmed here in the last couple of years. We mentioned Iron Man 3 and Hunger Games. Does any of that box office revenue come back to North Carolina?
No, and this is an important distinction. The studios come to town and they set up a whole new production company. In the case of Hunger Games, it was called Ludus Productions, and the president of it was the general counsel of Lionsgate, the studio. But Ludus Productions was the North Carolina corporation that submitted its receipts to the state and claimed the $13.7 million incentive credit. So what this arrangement basically means is that whatever the film makes at the box office, that's revenue profits for the studio. But the production company here in North Carolina makes no money. They exist purely to spend money on the film. So there's no corporate income tax that the state can collect. And that leaves only sales taxes and income taxes paid by the people working on the films here.
Now, since every new production can qualify for an incentive, and each new season, in the case of TV shows like Homeland, one of the economists you quoted this morning said it's like we're running on a hamster wheel, not getting any kind of lasting legacy for these incentives that we're spending. Well, do we really, though, have nothing to show for it?
You certainly cannot point to any building in Charlotte and say, you know, the film industry built that building. These productions, they come, they set up in warehouses, they do most of their shooting on location, and then when they're done, they pull up stakes. It's not like any other business incentive that we give, where we demand the companies build a manufacturing plant or create a certain number of jobs for a certain period of time. But what these film productions do leave behind is people who've made a nice living and can now pay their bills. And there are also companies that make good money supplying stuff for these productions. We've seen a growth in a very specialized business sector here in Charlotte, stores that rent or sell all the special stuff, cameras and cranes that movies need.
And Julie, what about movie studios? Would this current proposal to turn the old Eastland Mall site into sound stages change the situation in Charlotte?
It could. The producers in charge of filming Homeland and Banshee is the other TV show here. They seem to think so. They right now are filming in warehouses. Hunger Games did the same thing, but in the Philip Morris plant in Concord. If Charlotte actually had bona fide sound stages big enough to accommodate a major production, film companies probably would be willing to go there instead of a warehouse. But the larger question is whether Charlotte can keep up this string of productions that we've had coming through in the last years. Otherwise, those new studios would run the risk of, you know, just sitting empty much of the time.
And can we say how much of the current boom in filming here in Charlotte and across the state is actually tied to the incentives?
If the incentives go away, the big productions will go somewhere else, period. Charlotte would probably then just be back to what we used to be, which was a place for smaller commercials to be filmed.
WFAE's Julie Rose, thank you.
You're welcome.
And listen back to Julie's two-part series on the film industry and incentives in North Carolina at our website, wfae.org.